Democratic Representatives Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Greg Cesar of Texas were joined by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey at a press conference on Capitol Hill, calling for the Department of Education to end its relationship with MOHELA, or the Higher Education Loan Authority of the state of Missouri. Congresswoman Pressley ran through a list of complaints against MOHELA.
High wait times when you call, misleading information about repayment options, wrong billing amounts when they ask you for money. 4 in 10 MOHELA customers experienced a servicing failure during the student loan system's return to repayment. More than 800,000 borrowers became delinquent on their loans through no fault of their own, because MOHELA failed to meet its most basic obligations.
MOHELA services about 8 million federal student loan borrowers. Critics say MOHELA's failures impacted at least 40% of its borrowers. Back in March, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren called upon MOHELA's CEO, Scott Giles, to testify in front of a Senate subcommittee and explain the organization's handling of student loans under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF. MOHELA's attorneys declined the invitation on behalf of Giles and instead asked for a closed-door bipartisan meeting. Pressley said ending the U.S. government's contract with MOHELA would help the Biden administration live up to its promise to provide student debt relief.
We continue to work with the Biden-Harris administration to make good on the president's promise of broad-based student debt cancellation. It's why we have not let up, and it's why we push Secretary Cardona to implement their student debt rulemaking as efficiently and effectively as possible. And it's why we are now calling on the administration to do right by borrowers and to fire MOHELA.
Dr. Shamel Bell is a lecturer in theater, dance, and media at Harvard University and a member of the Debt Collective. It's a union advocating for student debt relief, among other issues. Bell said she applied for debt relief under the PSLF program, and MOHELA gave her the runaround.
Countless phone calls with MOHELA went completely unanswered. I was one of those 4-5 hour calls, right? I had extremely long wait times. When I actually could manage to get them on the phone to answer my questions, I had paperwork mishandled, my time miscalculated. Overall, I was in a labyrinth of just false information, false promises, and failures.
Thomas Gokey is the policy director for the Debt Collective. He said a Freedom of Information Act filing revealed MOHELA even failed to provide adequate debt forgiveness for its own employees with federal loans.
Because MOHELA is technically a nonprofit, every MOHELA employee with federal student loans qualifies for public service loan forgiveness. So we filed the Freedom of Information Act. How many MOHELA employees in the thousands of employees that have been around for decades have ever gotten public service loan forgiveness? The answer might be zero. It's fewer than 10.
Meanwhile, President Biden on Wednesday canceled another $7.7 billion in student debt for 160,000 borrowers. Republicans opposed the president's student debt relief policies, calling them unfair and an overreach of his authority. Among the borrowers getting relief under Biden's latest round of debt forgiveness are teachers, nurses, law enforcement officials, and other public service workers, many of whom have loans serviced by MOHELA. I'm Zenick Ball, reporting for KPFA.